Welcome to Six Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Klimchuk. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Baker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting third. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gus Gill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Marty Patton. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Comer. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klimchuk for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klimchuk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harrelson moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Harrelson steals third. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baker. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 0-for-1 in the game. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler strikes out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Sims moves to third. Fuller moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Sims scores. Fuller scores. Leon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. John O'Donohue now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Comer throws the ball into Goosen, who tags Cardenal trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McDowell moves to third. Two outs. Larry Brown pinch hits for Lou Klimchuk. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing third base. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobley for the out. One out. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 1 in the game. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Comer moves to third. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards first. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Jim Bouton now pitching. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to home to get Horton. Harrelson moves to third. Sims moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McDowell strikes out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pagliarani for a passed ball. Cardinal moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. There goes Cardinal. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. Two outs. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Pilots nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Comer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Comer reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Comer scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Goosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Pilots 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Brabander now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McDowell bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cardinal takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Larry Brown. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Dave Nelson pinch runs for Richie Sheinblum. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander fires to first and picks off Nelson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Lou Camilli now playing third base. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Dick Simpson pinch hits for Gene Brabander. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Pilots 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Pilots 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Comer takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Camilli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Goosen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Seattle Pilots, 3. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.